From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum podcast. The Knicks lose double digits, probably to about 107-89 right now as you see it. Knicks had a bad shooting night. The Knicks never was a good shooting team anyway. They can get hot, they can get streaky, but all the stars aligned tonight as far as a bad, woeful shooting performance. And it was disappointing because the Knicks had a nice early lead early on. And who would have thought? The bench really, to me, tonight lost this game. The bench fucked shit up. In the second quarter of their rotation, Rose couldn't hit, Quickly couldn't hit. In the third quarter, it really got out of whack. See, there's something about the Knicks. Even before Tom Thibodeau, you even go back to Fizdale, Hornacek, Fisher. They, for whatever reason, a lot of these games in the third quarter are so terrible. I don't know why that is. Terrence Ross had a monster night off the bench, fantastic night off the bench for the Magic. Fournier did his thing. Kind of had Vucevic kind of, at bay, but, we're going to miss Mitchell Robinson. We're going to miss him. And I think some nights we may be able to get away with it. But tonight, I think a lot of these long rebounds that the Knicks could have secured, it turned into offensive rebounds for the Magic. Nights like this, Gary Clark was hitting, Fournier was hitting, Terrence Ross was hitting. And then when they weren't hitting, a few of these Carroll long rebounds, and we weren't securing the rebound. And I think a lot of that happened. But nonetheless, we'll talk about this here on the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum and get the guys' thoughts. Let's say hello to everybody, man. Let's say hello to everybody. Dom, what's going on? Say hello to the people real quick, man. How's everything? Knicks lose. Then we'll get everybody else on. How you doing, bro?
Good evening, Steven.
Good evening. How you doing, man? You good?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. Coach Chris, what's up, man? How you doing, man?
A little frustrated now, but we'll get to it.
I hear that, man. Hey, Chandler, what's going on, man? How's everything, dude?
I'm good, man. I'm just tripping off Dom. Good evening, Steven. Really? Steven? That's what we're doing.
Hating.
He's been saying that for years. He's been saying that for years, man. Let's go right into it, man. I mean, I thought, Monday was a fantastic win, a fantastic performance for Julius Randle. And Julius Randle can't do everything by himself. So tonight I just thought the bench just did not produce. And I kind of have to give it a pass because they've been fantastic since Rose came over. But your thoughts on tonight's game, if you want to go back to the game versus the Hawks and prior to that, and then we'll get to Coach Chris and Jim.
It was a straight dud. It was just, I hate to say they was bound to have a game like this, but again, you're playing a team that's 10-18. They've had enough of their own struggles, missing players, left, right, left. So it was a dud overall. But the thing that confuses me, and I've seen it tonight, what is Bullock and Burke in the game for if they ain't going to shoot? Burke decides to shoot with, 3 minutes left in the game? They just don't get enough shots up to be, again, your perimeter shooters. Now you take Burke, Bullock, R.J. Barrett. And other than R.J. going to the basket or turning the ball over, they was no-shows. And the bench, again, guys, they was going to lay an egg sooner or later. It was just a really bad egg. For some reason, Steve, in about, 3 minutes left, 3 minutes into the third quarter, I just felt the game was over. So, there ain't really nothing good to talk about. When you look at their turnovers, a lot of them were unforced turnovers. They were just like playing hot potato. I don't know the exact number. It was probably 11 or 13 the last time I checked. So, yeah, that was embarrassing. 16 turnovers. And a lot of them were just on bad passes. It ain't like the defense was in their back pocket. They just made some really bad passes. And, again, when you have Randle, who started off good, when he goes 11 for 19, which ain't bad, but really no support tonight, none. Quickly and Derrick Rose were 2 for 22. And Quickly hit that last shot on the steal when he dunked. So he only had two baskets. So you're not going to win many games. Yeah, one basket, that dunk. You're not going to win many games like that. It was an egg. And I think the next game against the Spurs is being postponed. So I don't know what's going to go on with that. But overall, guys, I ain't going to beat a dead horse. It was just a really poor game and a hard game to watch. But I still love you, Chandler.
Oh, man. Coach Chris, man, what's your thoughts on that? I'm going to go to Chandler after that.
You know, we went 7 for 27 for threes. We shot 37% field goals. Why is Austin Rivers playing? Is he not fighting with his girlfriend again? He needs to get back to fighting with his girlfriend. Because we only scored 26 points off the bench. He did that one game alone. Like this is I hate games like this, especially when we come off of how well we played the game before against Atlanta, and then you get these games like this. I knew it was going to be a rough night when I saw Taj Gibson getting all them damn minutes. He doesn't really need to be out there. I mean, he just needs to be that Udonis Haslem gonna play the background, don't really get in the game, but he tell everybody what to do. I'm cool with that role. Him playing 16 minutes? He grabbed 6 rebounds. Cool. Obi Toppin, come on, son. Like, you got to give him more than 3 points. He ain't grabbed not one rebound. This dude is super athletic, jumps up the ceiling. Come on, man. He's a strong dude. Come on. Nah, I need more than 3 points and no rebounds from a power forward. This was horrible. I couldn't even watch the whole thing. Quickly went 1 for 12 or something like that. it was rough, man. It was real bad, real bad. And I was really frustrated. I couldn't even watch the end of the game.
Yeah, it was tough to follow, man. It was tough to follow this one, man. I wanted to go to sleep, but we know we had to get on here and talk about it. What's your thoughts, man?
Well, I mean, it looked like some guys didn't have their legs, especially Quickly and Rose. It looked like they didn't have any legs because there were shots that normally Rose would make that Quickly would make that were just flat out missing. I mean, some nights it happens. Some nights, you know, some nights you eat the bear, some nights the bear eats you. I'm not happy about the fact that they let Evan Fournier, whose hairline starts in the middle of his damn forehead, look like he can actually play. And you know what I'm saying? And that guy who's wasted a lot of talent, Terrence Ross, who we know has talent and wasted it, look like they actually are players. But it happens. Like I said, it happens. It was just one of those nights. Kind of expected it after the other night because, again, this is still a team learning how to win and how to be consistent. Consistency. Has not been a strong suit. They're trying, but I think it was just a combination of events. You know, with Randle coming off the performance he had the other night, you expect a little bit of a letdown. Quickly, he's been playing a lot of minutes, so, you know, maybe he's a little tired. Maybe that's why Gibson, because I was wondering the same thing, like, why the hell is Taj Gibson out there? But his firm says, I mean, listen, I don't want to see Taj Gibson, but honestly, it just seemed like one of those nights where they were just a step slow, you know, for whatever reason. And that happens. We've all seen it happen. And unfortunately, it that tends to happen against bad teams when you're a team that's learning how to win.
Yeah. And the thing is, guys, what I'm really disappointed in this game is the fact that we talked about, well, I definitely said it on a few of these episodes, where you win 2, you lose 1, you win 3, you lose 2, like, and then you go lose 4, and we talk about some of these stretches in these games that we should have ran on the run. I mean, I'm looking at the schedule ahead. You talked about San Antonio, Don. We may not play that game. It's postponed, whatever. The next several games are all winnable as far as opponents. Like, we could have continued to win streak through this game, you know, piggyback from the Atlanta game, the Houston game, Washington game. I mean, these are some really, really winnable games before the All-Star break. So I think, you know, the opportunity to pick up a game and win. Because I don't think Orlando is really a good team this year. I really don't. But Terrence Morales has one of those games that, you know, off the bench, he's streaky. He's a very streaky player. A guy that came out and he was hitting somebody. And then, you know, Dom, go back to you real quick. I know Julius Randle, I mean, he's, like you said, he's our best player. We laugh at Knicks fans as far as talking about trading him because of his production. But I don't think he even went to the line tonight. I think everything was from the perimeter. Or not perimeter, but everything was field goals, nothing to the line. I don't even know the field goals, the free throw stats tonight, but I don't remember the Knicks going to the free throw line a lot at all. So the Knicks, we already identify what these Knicks are. They can't shoot, like, consistently because they're last in the league in scoring. So you got to get ugly and muddy the waters, like we've said episode after episode. But I really believe two things as far as – I think that we got to find ways to get more to the free throw line. Like you said, we got to get the shooters to shoot because, you know, we've seen games where Reggie Bullock has gotten hot. Then also Alec Burks, we got to get him shooting too as well, not just set screens, come off curls and crap like that. But, Don, what is your thoughts as far as getting through the free throw line? What about Mitchell Robinson? Because last time we talked, he was, you know, in the lineup, and I think he got hurt in the Washington game with his hand, and I think he's not going to be reevaluated until after the All-Star break. What's your thoughts?
As far as Mitchell Robinson, they won the first three games without him. This is what I mean about it. Some things are a blip, some things are a trend. The Knicks are still the best three-point defensive team in the league. You had a team come in there, got hot. You know what? Terrence Ross is still Terrence Ross. He could put up points. This guy's playing 12 less minutes than R.J. Barrett and only averaging a point and a half less than him. He can score, guys. I don't know if he's like, maybe because I watch a lot of basketball, but it seems like whenever I watch him play, he shoot good. You know, was he like one of the best kept secrets coming off the bench in the NBA? I don't know. It just seems like the days I watched the Magic play, he happens to catch fire. And he caught fire tonight. And that's again, guys, like I said last time, when Knickerbocker Ave, it was after a game, the Knicks gave up a lot of threes and some were harping on it. And then you look at the numbers, that's not a trend versus the Knicks. This was just a very bad game. You know, again, with the Mitchell Robinson thing, guys, if we win tonight, nobody's talking about Mitchell Robinson because that means we would have won four games without him. So that's got to iron itself out, guys, unless you're going to go out and sign a center. So you got to play, you know, you can go to war with the cards you've been given. I mean, he's not going to give you much offense except on an alley-oop. And the way the Knicks play, it's sad because, again, they're the best points against team and the worst points for a team. If they can only adjust that by 2 to 3 points, they'll be fine. I still have a lot of faith in this team. They just laid an egg tonight against the team they should have waxed. I mean, the last three games they played, guys, they were exciting. You know, the bench came in, did what the bench was supposed to do. All the things that have been happening over the last three games didn't happen tonight. It was just the total opposite. And you're right, Steve. Randle didn't have one foul shot. And here's a guy that goes to the basket most of the night. I ain't blaming the refs. I ain't going down that dark path. But he goes to the basket a hell of a lot to have not one foul shot. Not two foul shots. Not one foul shot. And he still played a hell of a game, guys. 25 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Yeah, he had 5 turnovers, but he was 11 for 19, 3 for 7 from 3. So I'm not saying because he had a decent game that Knicks should have won, but you got to get some participation from others. I don't even know how many points R.J. Barrett scored in the second half. To be honest, I don't. Probably 3. Maybe. He's another one that turns invisible. And if you watch the game, guys, and I'm not going to get winded, this Obi Toppin, he's got to learn how to get in the flow. Because it seems like he's standing around, and everybody moves around him or away from him, and he's still standing there. He's got to get more involved. I know he's young. We'll give him that young alibi for a minute. But he got to get his head in the game because they need his productivity. If he's going to be the guy people thought he was going to be, well, you know what? Like Coach said, You can't go 1-for-2 with 3 points and no rebound. Sorry. No, that ain't happening. It can't happen, guys. No, it can't. So, again, I'm not going to beat this dead horse, Steve. It's sad, especially coming off the 3 games they had. Great wins, you know, blew out Atlanta. You know, they just bully balled that little, what's his name, Trae Young to death. They showed how to stop him. They blew out the Rockets. They blew out the Wizards. And you know what, guys? If the Celtics lose tonight, the Knicks and the Celtics still have the same record, same amount of wins. So we're doing more than just hovering above water. Trust me, even though we're 14-16, I don't want to go back to what I always say. It took us a long time to get 14 wins last year. That being said, I think the glass is still half full.
Yeah, let's get the Coach Chris on that about Obi Toppin. I mean, whenever he gets his 10 to 15 minutes, whatever, like, we see it. He's just standing around there. But that has to be something where coaching has to make the adjustment at this point, right, Coach Chris? I mean, why have him standing around the perimeter? They got to get him, try to get him something, flow to the basket or something. I mean, we've seen plays where Derrick Rose has hit him for no-look passes for sliding through for dunks. Like, get him involved with the offense. If your shots are not going, if your rolls are quickly, like, how would you address that part with the Toppin and then with the team one?
So, to me, it seems like he doesn't have any go-to moves, right? In college, we saw him shooting a lot of threes. We saw him do a little quick spin move and things like that. He showed some, a little bit of ball handling, some perimeter skills. He's not displaying any of that right now. I think everybody kind of, you know, he was a big name coming out of college. They know what to expect. You got, you know, 20-something games now, 30-something games now where you got tape. People are kind of seeing that he doesn't have those. He needs, like, 2 go-to moves right now, right? First move that he's most comfortable with, and then another move that he can counter with and try to get that shot off. He doesn't have none of that. He's expecting for everybody to just kind of feed him as he's going to the basket. We all saw the other day when he was jumping up and down and pointing at the rim when they were playing Miami, he wanted that lob. Sometimes you got to work on your own stuff. You can't expect everybody else to just feed you. You got to go and get your own food. Go out there and kill what you eat. As far as the coaching, yeah, they got to put him in a little bit of better predicament to get his points. You know, maybe he's going to have to come off with maybe some double screens, like some low block screens where he can run the short corners. Maybe on the high post, give him the ball where he can kind of go to the basket on his own, because he's going to get by a lot of these bigger dudes. He's going to blow by them with his athleticism. He's only, what, 21, 22 years old? He's going to have to work on that shot, because if he doesn't have a go-to move, he's going to have to be able to knock down that shot. Because if he knocks down that shot, they're going to have to come out and guard him, and then he could just use that pump fake and go by them. I don't know what they're trying to do with him exactly. I think they were going to try to use him a little bit more, but I think Julius Randle's been playing so well that they kind of put his development on the back for right now, which is an injustice to him, because honestly, we all kind of thought he was going to come in and produce a little bit more. I don't think any of us really expected Julius Randle to be what he is right now. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's a great thing, because we all been waiting for this Julius Randle since he came out of Kentucky. But I think Obi Toppin's suffering because of that. I think he thought he was going to be able to come in and we're going to work with him a little bit more. But that's going to be, you know, one or two coaches, whoever the development coaches are, because they're going to have to take him, work with him a little bit more before practice, after practice, shoot around, stay a little bit behind. You got to put in that extra work, because it's not just going to come to you. Not now, not in the NBA. You put all that work in to come out of nowhere. Nobody knew who the hell you were coming out of high school. You put all that extra work in to be a top 10 pick, and then now you get to the NBA, and now you're taking a back seat to somebody else? No. You got to show the same effort, same work ethic. You got to get your butt out there, put those extra hours in. As a matter of fact, now you got to put twice as many hours in. So it's on the coaching, but it's going to have to be on Obi too. But you know what? You look around the NBA this year, there's only really been about 2 or 3 rookies that really impress us, right? Like, this rookie class is kind of, yeah, all right, but there's only like 1 or 2 guys that we really talk about, maybe 3. Other than that, nobody else in this rookie class is really developing like we anticipated. Maybe 3 years from now, we'll look at it a little bit different, but I'm not impressed with this rookie class at all.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Chandler, what is your thoughts as far as, you know, we see Toppin standing around and all that, but also, like, we talked about, you know, you could have these thug games, the bad shooting, it happens. You know, we're not non-realistic. I mean, we're not going to – they have played well, but tonight, you know, I thought it was a little down, but they got to recover and just put it to the test, and we'll get to the other guys who are on behind you. We'll bring on AG and so on and so forth.
Well, I mean, I'm, and Dom can attest to this. I was never one who thought that Toppin was going to come in and be good right away. I likened his college game to that of Julius Randle, which is, yeah, you were able to kind of overpower people in college, but you don't actually have a real offensive game. He doesn't really have a great offensive game. He's offensively challenged, honestly, in many ways. He's just really, really athletic, and he has a motor, and he has a good work ethic. So he's going to get better, but he honestly doesn't have a clue on the offensive side, which is kind of why he floats sometimes and he's out of place sometimes. And we all know that him and defense, you know, are not things that go hand in hand. So there's a lot of work that has to be done on his game, which is why I think, like I said, sometimes you just see him floating and not knowing where to go or what to do or waiting for someone to tell him, hey, spin here, go here, feed him there. It's kind of similar to what Coach was talking about the last time I was on, when I think he was talking about the kids that he coaches, and, you know, they hadn't really played, and he had been telling them about pressing this and that, and then they went out there and got whooped. And they were like, hey, you didn't tell us this. Well, okay, but you were supposed to do some work off of what I told you. You know, Toppin is learning what it is to be a big man in the NBA, and his cat's just as strong as you. His cat's smaller than you, stronger than you. So it is what it is with him and that. I expected him to struggle. Honestly, I really did. And so he's right where I thought he would be. Again, this was just a game where it looked like they I'm not going to say that they took the team lightly. You know, sometimes, you know, you play and you're just off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You're just a step slow for whatever reason. Your shot is a little short or a little long or a little hard or a little sore. And that's what I saw tonight, because I think it was fourth quarter, 6 minutes left. It was a 10-point game, and they let Ross come down and score. They let Fournier come down and score back-to-back. When on one of the plays was an inbound play, you had Burks came off the curl, wide open, perfect shot, and he passed, and he dribbled. Then he didn't take the shot, just started dribbling like a madman, dribbled into a double team, passed it quickly with like 2 or 3 seconds left on the clock, and then quickly had to kind of, well, let me make something up. It was just one of those nights. But Toppin, honestly, he's right where he's doing exactly what I expected of him, which is not a whole lot offensively, because I didn't like his offensive game in college. And I watched a lot of him at Dayton. A lot of it in college was him just using his sheer athleticism to score. And in the NBA, bro, you got to do more than just have athleticism, because these cats is just as athletic and they got more experience.
Now, and Chandler, before we go to AG and then Eugene, let me ask you this. What about RJ Barrett as far as, I think Dom mentioned, I think you had mentioned it as far as 3 points in the second half. As one of the callers mentioned it. What about?
It was Dom.
It seems like it was Dom. Okay, it was certain rotations where Thibodeau has RJ out of the lineup. And I think, there was one point RJ was putting up 38, 40 minutes. Now he's down to 25, 24 type minutes. A night. What do you see as far as, you know, how they're utilizing him? Are they trying to preserve him? Did they not just Thibodeau trust him in certain situations in the middle quarter, second and third? Because he seems like he does disappear, man, like in the second half. But I'm not sure if it's a coach thing or how you look at that, man. And then we get the AG and Eugene.
I think with Barrett, because and Dom knows this, I don't care for RJ Barrett at all. But that has to go back to me not caring for his father. There's a whole lot there, so I'll be honest about my bias when it comes to RJ Barrett. I don't like the kid at all. But a lot of it, what I see though, is I don't think they trust him yet because he still doesn't have a consistent jump shot. And this was a night where you needed somebody who could just make a jump shot. And there are nights where when he should be going to the rim, he starts jacking up shots. So even though he gets points, he doesn't get them. Listen, you're playing two guards. It's the shooting guard position. We need you to shoot. Okay, yes, you can go to the basket and all that, but on a night like this with this team, they need somebody who can hit a jump shot. And I think they look at him like, dude, I still don't trust your jump shot, so why would I put you in there? Along with the fact that sometimes the only person he'll pass to is Randle,
So we need more than a two-man game. I think he's still having to earn the trust of the coaches that he's going to make the right play at the right time and not the highlight play at the wrong time.
Right, right. I will give him credit to this channel for the game on Monday. He hit those two big threes in the corner, man. I'll give him credit. I mean, he's actually been better with that. But, yeah, I think there's still a confidence a piece from the coaching staff that they want to see more consistency out of that. But he's been better. I give him that. AG, what's up, bro? We're talking Knicks. I know you've seen the game. And what's your thoughts, man? And we'll get Eugene after that. What's your thoughts on you saw tonight's game and just the last, you know, several games? We're on a nice win streak, and then we lost. But what's your thoughts?
All right, so I'm going to say this game was just real sloppy. This game was real sloppy. The turnovers was crazy. Real sloppy. No closing out on the defense, as I was saying in the – like on the threes, there was no closing out at all. There was too many open threes. As far as the last several games, it was looking good, you know. We was looking real good. What, 19-point win, 21-point win, 11-point win, and we was looking good the last three games. This game was just way too sloppy, just way too sloppy. The last several minutes, I understand RJ's been a little up and down or whatever, but he's giving you a good game this game, and he don't see any minutes in the fourth quarter until – so about like 3 minutes and some change left, and we're already down like too far down to even try to make a comeback at the time. I think the fact that Quickly and Rose have been playing so well in the fourth that the coach rode them a little too long this game. I think he could have pulled them, sit them down. They Rose he was like 1 for 9, and about 8 of them shots was just all like forced. There was nasty shots.
Yeah, I definitely agree with a lot of that. Now, what about you know Randall had a fantastic game on Monday. You know, the rotations with Noel and Gibson and Robinson being out, we talked about that as far as coming back from the All-Star break, or reevaluating from the All-Star break. What about I think we're all saying the same thing as far as we're taking this as this is a letdown game. We'll come back, and I mean, I really like this the next upcoming games. I mean, I'm not saying the Knicks are at the point we should be guaranteeing wins, but if we look at the last 4 or 5 games, I think the opponents that we're facing, we played how we played before tonight, I like our chances a lot. What about you?
Oh, yeah. I definitely like our chances. We got the Spurs, and then we got – oh, no. Well, we won't be playing the Spurs, right? So we got the T-Wolves. We should definitely come out with a win there. But we gotta come out like we did the last three games. And we're going to have our bad games and all. But they definitely got to come out with that tenacity that they normally come out on the defensive side. They're going to have to bring that defensive game because that's what's been winning us these games. That's what's keeping us where we are right now. The defense has been winning the games for us because the offense hasn't really shown any consistency like that besides Randall or Quickly at times. But we don't got a real consistent second. Like, we got Randall showing up every night, but we don't really have anybody else consistent on the offensive side every night. And I believe when we start to get that, when we get that second and third guy step up and show consistency almost every night, like a RJ. As a matter of fact, Peyton played well tonight, too. He just didn't see no burn in the fourth quarter. He was playing pretty well to me. Obviously, he doesn't have a jump shot or anything like that, but he was driving to the rack. He plays great defense. Like I said, I think the coach kind of blew it for us in the fourth. I think he could have really brought RJ and Peyton back in, possibly helped Randall spread the floor a little better. Because RJ did shoot the ball pretty well today. Maybe not from the 3-point line, but he He had what, like 15 points tonight? He really stepped it up tonight. You just didn't see him in the fourth early enough. That's how I feel. I just think they could have brought him in a lot earlier, and things probably would have looked a little different. At least the game would have been a little closer in my perspective.
Right, right. Shout out to AG, man. Thank you very much on those great thoughts, man. Let's get Eugene's thoughts, man. He's right. Payton did play well tonight, especially in the first half. Getting to the line, I don't know.
Yeah.
You could leave him out shooting, but as far as attacking tonight, he was fantastic. He was very good. I would say fantastic. He was very good. And you would have think the typical bench game would have picked that up and built on that that lead that the starters had. But, yo, Eugene, what's your thoughts, man? I mean, this game, the previous games, what's going on, bro? How's everything, man?
Hey, what's good, man? How y'all doing? You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hello? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, this game was just one of them games, man. You just throw the tape away, honestly. I mean, guys, they've been playing good, man, the last five of the last seven games, man. This game, we look on paper, we like, yo, we should beat these guys, you know what I'm saying? But it just didn't happen tonight. It was just, especially the second half. The second half was just, it was just dreadful. And like I said, it's one of them games when you go in the film room, you don't need to evaluate this game. You just throw the tape away. And, I mean, we're still trying to figure out. I mean, Tibbs has got a rotation, but now, like you know, everybody's been focused on, like, RJ's minutes and going down in the fourth, if he's even playing or not. I'm not the biggest fan of RJ Barrett. But, you know, if we pick you at number three, I want you to be that number three pick. When you're number three pick, you're supposed to be, like, somebody who's supposed to be, you know, setting the tone for the franchise. Like, you're supposed to be helping us build around you. And RJ's not that guy yet. I mean, now don't get me wrong, he's definitely improved from last year to this year. But he needs to have that dog in him every night, and he doesn't, you know. It's like he doesn't play with a chip. Like quickly, quickly's a second round pick, and he plays with a chip on his shoulder. Like, you know, he plays like he was the number three pick. You know, like, obviously he had a terrible shooting night tonight. What his probably worst game was. And again, it's just one of them games you just throw the tape away. Obi Toppin, a lot of people are on Obi hard. I'm not, just because of the position that guy plays and. I mean, you're playing behind Julius Randle, who's probably the most improved player in the league and all-star this year, man. So, you know, I mean, it just sucks, you know, for Obi. I'm not saying the guy don't have no game. I watch him a lot in Dayton, too. His game is very limited. He's very athletic. But, I mean, everybody in the NBA is athletic. So, you know, you just have to continue to prove and hope, you know, when your number's called, you get more minutes, man. You just do what you got to do. I think the injury to Mitchell Robinson is going to show up like it did tonight a little bit, because we don't look for Noel or Tyus Gibson to give us anything on the offensive end, but we do look for them to play the stout defense and to be a good rebounder and rim protector at times, like Noel was, especially the other night when the two back-to-back blocks he had. But, I mean, overall, man, you know, it's like this is one of them games, you know, it's a bad loss. We would have loved to win it. We've been at 500, and then looking at the upcoming schedule, which is a very, very favorable schedule for us. We would have loved to see us win tonight. But, you know, the game is done and over with, man. Moving on to the next game, which I think is against Minnesota on Friday. And so, man, we just got to learn how to – the Knicks problem is we don't beat the teams we're supposed to right now. We're beating the teams that – we're beating playoff teams. We're not beating the teams we're supposed to beat. And it sounds ass backwards, but, you know, that's what it is. And I think that's – we just got to get ready to do that, man. We got to bring it every game.
Right, right. I totally agree with that. And then, like you said, as far as the upcoming games, this is why I think this, the letdown, what we all saying is that we could have kept this win streak going. We could have been, like, several games over 500 had we, you know, continued to play consistent basketball like we've had. Let me ask you this. What about are you cool with the rotations right now, what you see from Thibodeau? And then we'll go back around for extended final thoughts from everybody on this game, last recent games, upcoming games, so on and so forth. Are you cool with the rotations from Tibbs, or how you feel about that?
I don't have an issue with Tibbs' rotation. because right now he doesn't. I mean, you know, Jules is going to be in there because he's the most consistent guy. But nobody really gives him an argument to stay in the game. You know what I'm saying? Besides Julius Randle. I mean, who's that other hot guy? You know, like Julius Randle is like Batman and Robin right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need another guy. And I think, you know, going back to our roundtable discussion last week, I think the Derrick Rose trade, and, you know, me and a couple of people, I think yourself, were saying it was just a chess move to see what else we can do prior to the trade deadline. Because right now, Julius needs help. He needs help. Like, he scored 25 tonight. Hell, he scored 44 the other night. And we didn't break the lead open until, like, the last 2.5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You got guys scoring 44. You think, you know, you should be on cruise control for a little bit. Now, he scored 25 tonight. And, you know, it was just a total letdown of a game. So I don't really have an issue with the rotation because he's trying to find help for Julius in those closing minutes when the game is close like that.
Right, right. Shout out to Eugene, man. Thank you very much. We're going to get around for extended final thoughts. We're going to start off with Dom. Dom, take your time. There's a lot of great points that we've all said. And, of course, you know, I think we all agree with tonight's game and how we were let down about that. Final thoughts from you, Dom. And like you said, the Knicks' opponent three-point percentage this year has been fantastic. Tonight, you know, it was he gave up about 45-48% if you do the math, somewhere in that range. But, Dom, go ahead and take this out, and then we'll go right down the line to Coach Chris, Chandler, AG, Eugene on their final thoughts, and we'll wrap up.
Well, Eugene makes a great point, but in all actuality, Julius Randle's Batman, Robin, and Alfred. he's the whole damn DC cook right now. And I'm not a DC fan. But he's every, and this is the biggest issue moving forward. Who's going to be that next guy? Again, I started this conversation tonight with you go out and you get Bullock, you get Burke, and they don't shoot. I'm not saying they're supposed to be that next guy, but if you just did your part, or the Knicks put them in a position to do their part, that would help us. Guys, I'm not going to keep stressing this. If you think that we're having problems and we're fretting, there's teams that were picked to go to conference finals that only have Milwaukee, 2 more wins than us. Boston is getting smoked by a team we just smoked a few days ago in Atlanta. So they have the same amount of wins as us. The Pacers have the same amount of wins as us. Toronto got less than us. Miami got less than us. So if you can't look at this glass as being semi-half full, then I don't know what to say, guys. Serious. I don't know who said it. Take the tape, burn that tape for tonight, and let it go. Because guess what? We wouldn't be talking about
– Jay said that.
Yeah, we wouldn't be talking about 90% of what we're talking about tonight if they had won. If we had this podcast 2 days ago, we'd be like, oh, the Knicks are on a streak. Here's the funny thing, guys. Steve, you know I'm a numbers guy. The Wizards held the Celtics to as many points as the Knicks held the Wizards to a couple of days ago, 91. Guys, we just need 2 to 4 points per game more on the offense. And this whole story gets flipped around. It does. I know it sounds easy and coy, but when you look at what we're holding opponents to and what we're scoring, man, if we just turn this around a smidgen. And here's what I mean with the Bullocks, the Burks, even the Derrick Roses. And I'm not going to knock Thibodeau's hustle with the rotations he's had. Again, we wouldn't have this conversation 3 days ago, would we? We was like, boy, he done hit pay dirt with them rotations. I don't give a damn if R.J. Barrett's playing 24 seconds. We're winning, and it's working. He's pushing all the right buttons. Tonight was one of those nights. Guys, seriously, and I'm not going to get witnessing. What's the chances of Derrick Rose and Quickly going 3 for 22? That's not great. This is what I always say, Steve, about blips and trends. Orlando gets hot from the three. That's a blip against the Knicks. The numbers say that, not me. Not me, Dominic, the Knicks fan. The numbers say that does not happen often versus the Knicks. But it happened, and it happened tonight. So, you know what? It's a tape, like my man said. You throw it away, we burn it. Steve, I was so depressed in the last 2 minutes. I called the damn line 2 minutes early just to hear that music. That's for about 3 minutes. Because I couldn't watch no more. I put it to bed before I even called. I was like, it's over. You know, and the weird thing is, guys, when you look at tonight's game, if our record was 16-14 instead of 14-16, we would say, you know what, that was a bump in the road. We'll bounce back. So because our expectations are rising, and damn it, it should be because we suffered enough. But our expectations are rising kind of rapidly from what we're seeing. That we got to still have a little reality check every now and then that, you know what, this is going to happen. Again, somebody made a great point. We waxed Milwaukee by 30 or the Celtics by 30, Milwaukee by 20. And again, one of them have the same amount of wins as us, and the other one only has two more wins than us. So if you get high on those games and get super low on a game like tonight, Lord, let me tell you. With age comes wisdom and heart attacks. So you don't want that. Let's just enjoy the ride and say, you know what? We are so far ahead of where we've been for the last 5-6 years that if anybody can find something to complain about, God bless you. You know, drink some Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed because this is fun, guys. This is really fun. And Steve, as I always say, brother, I love you. And we're going to keep up the good work on this show. Chandler, I love you. You're getting better, Chandler. I don't hear a lot of hate in your voice, man. You know I love you. And on that note, Steve, thank you, brother.
Donato VP on Twitter. You know, I love Chandler and Dom's back and forth over the years on this platform. It's hilarious, man. Yo, Dom, I don't know what Nick's Twitter is looking like tonight. Be interested to see. I don't, you know, there's going to be some crazy stuff. You know, some fans just like that to troll. But, Dom, thank you very much. Coach Chris, CT Killer, final thoughts from you. And then we get to Chandler, we get to AG, get to Eugene's final thoughts, and we'll wrap up.
So, I'm not going to go as far as to say I'm guaranteeing wins, but these next few games is going to be real interesting.
Easy killer. Guaranteed win. Whoa.
I'm just, you know, that Warriors game is going to be good. That Kings game, we gave that one away last time. So I'm interested in how we're going to bounce back on that one. The Pacers, you know, it depends on what day of the week it is. Every other day they seem to play well. And then that Pistons game, the Pistons seem to be, they're in kind of limbo right now. And it's always going to be interesting because when you trade a guy away, you always want to see how they're going to react that first game playing against you. And I want to see how, you know, we respond to Dennis Smith Jr. coming out there and trying to drop numbers on our heads. So let's see how that works. And, Baylor Bears champions 2021.
He's still on it. The Baylor Bears.
Oh,
still
man.
Put the bet on the Baylor Bears, man. Waco, Texas, man. Shout outs to Coach Chris. TC Killer, man, on Twitter. Man. Final thoughts from him. C. Knight, 6857 on Twitter. Chandler, your final thoughts, and then we'll get the AG Eugene's final thoughts as well.
Well, Steven and Christopher and Dominic, no, I'm just
but I started liking
you know what?
Again. Damn.
Yo, y'all need your own show, man. Y'all need a TV show, man. You Chandler and Dom need your own TV show.
You know what? Y'all guys talked about Mitchell Robinson earlier, and one of the things that we're seeing with some of the guys is there's some minor injuries. Is we're seeing why some of the guys we have were available. Like I don't want everyone to see Alec Burks. I don't want to see you dribbling anymore, bro. Catch the ball and shoot it. That's it. I don't want to see you put the ball on the court unless you have one dribble. That's it. You dribble more than once, man, I'm going to come see you. Okay? Nerlens Noel, oh, my God, you're offensively challenged. And see, this is the nitpicking portion because in a game like this is when you kind of notice the flaws. And in spite of all of that, like Dom said, we're what, two games under? We're relevant. We're in the mix. The arrow's pointing up. So the only thing, you know, to be negative about is if you truly, truly want to nitpick all the stuff I just said, then you know what, man, go on Nick's Twitter and start talking about firing this guy and trading that, because that's what's going to be tonight. It's going to be a clown show out there, which is why I tell Nick's Twitter. It's going to be a clown show, people jumping on buildings. Oh, my God, we lost to them. Shut up. But it was a bad game. It happens. You know, the other team gets paid to play, too. It's funny how that works. The other team gets a paycheck, too. But I want to see how they handle Anthony Edwards. He's starting to kind of feel himself a little bit. Carl Anthony Towns, who I think has been humbled and matured a lot with everything that he's gone through, is starting to talk about they need to put the ball in that young man's hands more, which for Carl Anthony Towns is tremendously mature. Even though he's still a young player, he recognizes a special physical talent. I want to see how they handle Edwards. I think that's going to be good quickly and rolls against him when he's on the court. I think there's going to be some good games coming up, and I think they're going to play well for the majority of it. And I think after this road trip, I'm a call it now. Knicks are going to be a game over 500 by the end of this road trip.
Man, we're calling the games now. That's what's up, man. Shout out to Chandler, man. C-Knight6857 on Twitter, man. Shout out to Chandler. AG, let's get some final thoughts, KGYR. Let's get some final thoughts from you today.
Yeah.
And then we'll wrap up. Yep.
I'd like to say I agree, like, almost 100% with Dom, man, the way he hit it on the nail, man. The fact that we can't hold our heads down for a game like this. We're going to still have our tough games. We're going to come out with some bad losses here and there because of the fact that this is still a rebuilding season for us. It's frustrating to watch these games, of course, but we're going to have these bad games. I still love what I see in these boys, though. I'm still loving what I'm seeing in these guys. I could still see us going on some nice win streaks and doing our thing. I'm not taking it as nothing crazy. I see them getting back on their thing. We got a few nights off. They get some time to get some practices in. They didn't really get to practice before this game, as far as I know. So they'll get back to gelling. I think they're gonna go out there and they're gonna possibly start shooting around, especially as bad as they shot tonight. I think they're gonna stay long at the gym tonight the way they normally do, or head on the flight and hit the gym up tomorrow real quick. I'm pretty sure they're gonna get on it, because it seems like after they have a real bad shooting night, you hear a lot about them staying in the gym and doing their thing. And that's the work ethic, man. They show hard work, and having Coach Tibbs there, like, you know, he's be on their behinds and stuff, you know. So for us, I think it's a up and up right now, because we're down. Well, we 2 under .500, like everybody's done said. Like we still looking good, man. We're still looking good. We're young. We just got a few guys that might have to step up or whatever. I would love to see Alec Burks really just take one dribble, like my man said, and just take a shot, stop all the craziness. Yeah, man, like, everybody's going to have their bad games. We still looking good, man. I still believe we still looking good. There ain't nothing to be worried about right now. As long as we don't go on no crazy losing streak, we're going to be all right.
Shout-outs to AG, man, bro. Thank you very much for checking in on the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum here, yeah, on the Bleed Blue Show, man.
Thank you for
having me, bro.
Thank you for having me, bro.
Yes, sir. Eugene, man, final thoughts for you, man. Let's get it as far as your thoughts, your final thoughts on this game and upcoming games. And like you said, we'll be back next – who we got next Wednesday? We have a game next Wednesday? Let me see. Go ahead, Eugene, fire away.
Nah, we got – man, Saturday we got the T-Wolves, I believe.
All right. Okay, I was just checking. Next Wednesday, we have no game, so we will be back 9 p.m. next Wednesday. All right. By the way, bro.
Like I said earlier, man, just one of them games, man. You just, just erase from your memory, man. You know what I'm saying? Have a quarterback memory. Get rid of it. Move on to the next one, man. It was ugly. It's one of them, you know, hey, this is what happened. This is what we didn't do. Forget about it. It's over with. Move on to the next one. Type nights. Like we're saying, man, we just gotta continue with the rotations, man. Guys gotta continue playing with confidence. The Knicks are playing with confidence. Like they're entering, and if you've seen Julius Randle's interviews a lot this year, he said that they go into games knowing they can win. You know, as opposed to other years, you know, they play just get ready for the next game and see what happens. So these guys expect to win. I definitely expect you guys to have a great weekend. And like my man said, when Monday comes, they are a game over 500. But the Knicks aren't that kind of team right now that can take nights off. You know what I'm saying? We're not there yet. We're far from that kind of team that can take nights off. So, like, tonight, you know, I'm going to say, yeah, we took a night off. We took the second half off. They actually played well in the first half. But the second half, man, I think they just stayed in the locker room. I really don't know what the hell happened. But they're not that kind of team yet. I don't know if they've been kind of feeling themselves a little bit over this recent success. And that's cool. You're supposed to. But sometimes you also need a reality check, and they got hit with one again tonight, losing this game to Orlando. We got to find another consistent scorer, though. We got to have a second consistent scorer behind Julius Randle, man, because he's giving us everything. He's fulfilling all his expectations and more. And everything he said in the offseason that he's going to do this year, man, he's exceeding it and more. So we got to find a second score for him. If it ain't RJ, then, hey, we got to do what we got to do. Because, like I said, man, everybody's tradable on this team. So nobody should get comfortable and nobody should be fans of this guy. And this guy. Don't go out and get no jersey or T-shirts with people with their back of their names on this team right here because they could be gone in 48 hours. I'm telling you right now. Mm-hmm. So everybody's tradable, man. I'm not saying everybody will be tradable, but they're tradable. So, I mean, right now, man, we're showing success. And I can't wait for the fans to get into the Garden either. And I think this team will play – they'll play another level up. Because the fans, man, they need to – Julius Randle needs to hear the fans so he can actually hear us how much we appreciate him this year. So I can't wait for the fans to get in there this week, man. And I think that's gonna boost the Knicks up and give them more energy. And you know, they're going to feel it a lot more, man, once our fans get in the Garden, man. But right now, we're okay. We're okay. So, we're okay.
All right, man. Shout-outs to Eugene, man. AG, Eugene, man, every Wednesday, man. Anytime y'all want to come in and talk Knicks, vent, rejoice, spit that fire, whatever y'all do, the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum is here, man. The Chandler and Dom.
Man, thanks for the invite.
I'll definitely be looking to tune in a lot more, man. Definitely.
But I don't know.
Man, love. Thanks for the invite, man. I appreciate it. This is what I love to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, you can hear it's good to hear Chandler and Don bicker back and forth, man. I mean, we missed that. It's good to hear that dialogue. But, yo, we'll be back next Wednesday. This episode is going to be on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, all that good stuff. This episode is going to be shared all, you know, with every Knicks fan, you know, so they can hear from Dom and Coach Chris, Chandler, AG, Eugene, myself, Av, everybody else. So, yeah, man, we'll see where we are in a week, and hopefully you know, we could look at it as a thud, like the thud it is. Enjoy y'all evening. Enjoy y'all weekend.
Can you dig it?
All right.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.